Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolagan Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs picking up another good win this past Thursday. Took care of Catoosa 41-7 was the final, and again, both offense and defense does their job against this very good Catoosa ball club.
Yeah, our defense, I'm really going to take my hat off to them. They did an outstanding job of stopping the run game, and that's always Catoosa's strength. And just really proud of our kids for stepping up and getting the job done there.
Talk about that game, even on the offensive side. It seemed like the passing and the running game kind of helped out as well.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to run the ball, and, you know, really a lot of pride in our offensive line. They stepped up and did a good job for us and allowed us to execute our run game. And then, you know, some of our passing game, a lot of it went through Keenan Ferrier. He had a really big night, 4 catches, 184 yards, and 4 touchdowns, excuse me, which was a great night for him. And he took a lot of short passes and made big plays out of them.
You know, we haven't talked about your offensive line much this year, Coach. It seems like they're just getting better and better as the season goes on.
You know, it's a group that returned from last year, and they got a lot of experience last year. And, you know, you can see that paying off this year, and especially as we continue through the season, they keep getting better and better. And, you know, just real proud of them because they stuck together and hadn't always been easy for them, and they just keep continuing to improve. And I got to give my hats off to Coach Weeks, our offensive line coach, because he – you know, he meets with those guys every week, and they spend a lot of time working at what we do.
Well, another tough game this week. Traveled to Cleveland to take on the Tigers. And what do you know about Cleveland?
Well, they got the quarterback back from last year. He's an experienced guy, and they rely on him a lot. They're throwing the ball more this year probably than they have in the past. And they got a couple of really nice receivers, and their running backs. He's been at the top in the state as far as rushing, and you know, overall they're really, really good offensively. We're going to have to go out there and play another great game this week to take away what they do best, and you know, try to keep ourselves getting better this week as well.
On the defensive side, what is Cleveland going to be showing against Uligan's offense?
Well, they're a 4-man front, and they'll roll the coverage and bring some blitzes and different things, and you know, they're one of those, they're creating a lot of problems for you as far as moving their front, different things like that. So we're just going to have to be really coached up on the things that we do and be able to handle those pressures and stunts so that we can try to, you know, create some running game. And also in our pass protection, which our offensive line has done an outstanding job of that. I think we've given up 4 sacks on the season, and that's, you know, as many times as we've thrown, that's a pretty good ratio.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you talking with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this Friday at Cleveland.
Hey, I appreciate that.